This is the Sakka Murli of the 29th of September, 2025. The essence, sweet children, the Father has come to give each of you a third eye of this knowledge, through which you come to know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Question: which aspect can only you Shaktis, you lionesses, explain with courage? Answer: you Shaktis have to explain to those of other religions that the Father says, consider yourself to be a soul and not the Supreme Soul. When you consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father, your sins will be absolved and you will go to the land of liberation. Your sins are not absolved by considering yourself to be the Supreme Soul. Only you Shaktis, you lionesses, who have a great deal of courage, are able to explain this aspect. You need to practice explaining this. Song: show the path to the blind, dear God. Om Shanti. Some children experience difficulty, and it is also seen that there are difficulties in staying on the spiritual pilgrimage of remembrance. On the path of devotion, they stumble from door to door. They do many different types of penance, tapasya, hold sacrificial fires, and read the scriptures, etc. And this is why it is called the night of Brahma. For half a cycle, it is the night, and for the other half cycle, it is the day. Brahma is not alone. Since he is Prajapita Brahma, father of the people, his children, the Kumars and Kumaris, would surely be there. However, people don't understand this. Only the Father gives you children a third eye of this knowledge, through which you receive the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. You were Brahmins and then became deities in the previous cycle too. Those who became this will become the same again. You belong to the original eternal deity religion. It is only you who become worthy of worship and then become worshippers. In English, they are called worship-worthy and worshippers. It is Bharat that becomes a worshipper for half a cycle. The soul accepts that he was worthy of worship and that he then became a worshipper. You become worshippers from being worthy of worship, and you then become worthy of worship again. The Father does not become worthy of worship or a worshipper. You say that when you were deities, you were pure and worthy of worship. Then, after 84 births, you became completely impure worshippers. At this time, the people of Bharat, who belonged to the original eternal deity religion, don't know anything about their own religion. Those of all the other religions do not understand these things that you speak about. Those who have been converted from this religion are the ones who will come back again. Many have been converted. The Father says, this is very easy for those who are worshippers of Shiva and the deities. Those of all the other religions will eat your head, in brackets, ask many questions. Those who have been converted will be touched by these things and will come and try to understand. Otherwise, they won't believe it. Many have come from the Arya Samajis. Some from the Sikh community have also come here. Those of the original eternal deity religion who have been converted will definitely come back into their own religion. There are the different sections shown in the picture of the tree. They will all come again number-wise. the branches and twigs will continue to emerge. Because those souls are pure, they create a very good impact. At this time, the foundation of the deity religion doesn't exist, and it therefore has to be laid once again. You have to make them into brothers and sisters. We are all souls, brothers, children of the one Father. We then become brothers and sisters. Now, since the new world is being established, first of all, there are the Brahmins. Prajapita Brahma is definitely needed for establishing the new world. Brahmins are created through Brahma. This is also called the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. Brahmins are definitely needed for this. The children of Prajapita Brahma are definitely needed. He is the great-great-grandfather. Brahmins are the first number, the top knot. People believe in Adam and Bibi, or Adam and Eve. At this time, from being worshippers, you are becoming worthy of worship. The Dilwara temple is the best memorial of all of you. You are shown sitting on the ground in tapasya, and the kingdom is portrayed up above on the ceiling. You are sitting here in the living form. All of those temples are to be destroyed, and then they will be created again on the path of devotion. You know that we are now studying Raja Yoga, and that we will then go to the new world. That is a non-living temple, whereas you are sitting here in the living form. The main temple has been created accurately. They have portrayed heaven on the ceiling. Where else could heaven be shown? You can explain this topic very well. Tell them, Bharat alone was heaven and it has now become hell. Those of this religion will quickly understand this. Many Hindus too have gone into other religions. You have to make a lot of effort to bring them back. Baba has explained, consider yourselves to be souls and constantly remember me alone. That's all. Don't talk of anything else at all. Those who don't have this practice should not even say anything. Otherwise, they will defame the name of the Brahma Kumaris. If there are others from different religions who come, explain to them, if you want to go to the land of liberation, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Don't consider yourselves to be the Supreme Soul. By considering yourselves to be souls and remembering the Father, your sins of many births will be cut away and you will go to the land of liberation. This mantra, Man Man Abhav, is enough for you. However, you do need courage in order to speak. Only you Shaktis, you lionesses, can do this service. Sannyasis go abroad and invite foreigners here. They say, come, I will give you spiritual knowledge. They don't even know the Father. They consider the Brahma element to be God and tell everyone to remember that. They simply give this mantra, just as a bird is put in a cage. It takes time to explain in this way. Baba has told you, God Shiva speaks, should be written on every picture. You know that everyone is an orphan without his Lord and Master. People call out, you are the mother and father. Okay, what does this mean? They simply continue to say, Through your mercy, we have a lot of happiness. The Father is now teaching you for the happiness of heaven, and you are making effort for that. Those who do something will receive the return of it. At this time, everyone is impure. Only heaven is a pure world, a new world. Here, not a single person can be Seto Pradhan. Those who were Seto Pradhan in the Golden Age have become Tamo Pradhan and impure. All those of the Christian religion who come after Christ would be Seto Pradhan at first. When there are hundreds of thousands of them, their army is ready to battle and claim their kingdom. They experience less happiness and less sorrow. No one else can experience the happiness that you have. You are now being made ready to go to the land of happiness. None of those of other religions will go to heaven. No other land can be as pure as Bharat was when it was heaven. It is only when the Father comes that the kingdom of God is established. There is no question of war there. Fighting and battling start a lot later on. The people of Bharat have not fought as much as others. They did fight among themselves a little, and they became divided. In the Copper Age, they attacked one another. It takes great wisdom to create these pictures, etc. You should also write, "Come and understand how Bharat, that was once heaven, has now become hell. Bharat was in salvation, but it is now in degradation." Only the Father can give the knowledge with which you receive salvation. Human beings don't have this spiritual knowledge. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has this knowledge. The Father alone gives this knowledge to you souls. Everywhere else, it is human beings who give knowledge to other human beings. The scriptures have been written by human beings and are studied by human beings. Here, the spiritual Father is teaching you, and it is you spirits who are studying. It is you souls who are studying. There, it is human beings who write and study. The Supreme Soul doesn't need to study any scriptures, etc. The Father says, no one can receive salvation by studying those scriptures, etc. I alone have to come and take everyone back home. There are now billions of human beings in the world. When it became the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age, there were 900,000 beings. That was a very small tree. Just think about where all the rest of the souls went to. They did not merge into the Brahma element or into water. All of them remained in the land of liberation. Every soul is imperishable and has an imperishable part recorded in him which can never be erased. A soul can never be destroyed. A soul is just a point. No one can go to the land of Nirvana, etc. yet. Everyone has to play his part. When all souls have come down, I then come and take everyone back. The Father's part is at the end. There is the establishment of that new world, and then the destruction of this old world. This too is fixed in the drama. When you explain to a group of Arya Samajis, anyone in that group who might have belonged to the deity religion will be touched by this knowledge. He will understand that what you are saying really is right. How can God be omnipresent? God is the Father, and we receive our inheritance from him. Anyone from the Arya Samajis who comes to you is called a sapling. Continue to explain to them, and those who belong to your clan will come to you. God the Father is showing you ways to become pure. God speaks, "Constantly remember me alone. I am the purifier. By remembering me, your sins will be absolved, and you will go to the land of liberation." This message is for those of all religions. Tell them, the Father says, renounce all bodily religions and remember me, and you will become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. Let go of the consciousness of being a Gujarati or a so-and-so. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This is the fire of yoga. Every step you take must be with caution. Not everyone will understand this. The Father says, I alone am the purifier. All of you are impure. No one can go to the land of Nirvana without first becoming pure. You also have to understand the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Only by understanding this fully will you claim a high status. Those who have done less devotion will understand very little of this knowledge. Those who have done a great deal of devotion will take a great deal of this knowledge. You have to imbibe everything that the Father explains to you. This is even easier for those in the stage of retirement. They have moved away from the interaction of the household. The age of retirement only comes after the age of 60. It is then that they adopt a guru. Nowadays, even children are made to adopt a guru. Otherwise, first there is the father, then the teacher, and then only after the age of 60 is a guru adopted. Only the one father is the bestower of salvation. None of those gurus can be a bestower of salvation. All of those are methods for them to earn money. There is only the one Sat Guru, the one who grants salvation to everyone. The Father says, I explain to you the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures. All of those are part of the expansion of the path of devotion. Everyone has to descend the ladder. It is said, knowledge, devotion, and then there is disinterest in devotion. It is when you receive this knowledge that you have become disinterested in devotion. You have disinterest in this old world. Where else would you go if you left the world? You know that this world is to be destroyed. This is why this unlimited world has to be renounced. You cannot return home without first becoming pure. The pilgrimage of remembrance is required in order to become pure. It is only after there have been rivers of blood in Bharat that there will be rivers of milk there. Vishnu has been shown lying in a lake of milk. It is explained that the gates to liberation and liberation in life open through this war. The more progress you children make, the more this sound will continue to emerge. The war is now about to take place. Look what happened earlier from just one spark. They believe that they will definitely fight. Wars continue all the time. They become helpers of one another. You also need a new world. Therefore, this old world definitely has to be destroyed. Achoo. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vadarna 1. This old world is now to be destroyed. Therefore, renounce this old world. You don't have to leave the world or go anywhere, but your intellect has to forget it. 2. In order to go to the land of Nirvana, become completely pure, fully understand the beginning, middle, and end of creation, and claim a high status in the new world. Blessing. May you be an accurate server and enable souls to experience attainment. To have the consciousness of doing true service means constantly having the consciousness of one who has good and elevated wishes for every soul. The consciousness of serving means to enable every soul to experience the fruit according to their feelings. Doing service means to enable souls to experience some fruit of attainment. Tapasya is merged in such service. The intention of tapasya is not separate from the intention of doing true service. Any service that doesn't have renunciation and tapasya is service done in name only. Therefore, with the combined form of renunciation, tapasya, and service, become a true and accurate server. Slogan: imbibe the virtues of humility and patience, and you will cool down any fire of anger. Abhyak signal: now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. Now become fearless and volcanic, and burn away the tamoguni quality of matter and souls. Tapasya means volcanic form of remembrance. It is only by your having remembrance that the fearsome form of Maya and the elements will become cool. Your third eye, your volcanic eye, will make Maya powerless. Om Shanti.